We have been hearing a lot about tree planting efforts this past year, and in our Forest and Garden segment, we follow up with an idea hatched by a University of Hawaii professor to plant trees en masse. The goal by Camilla Mora was to plant 10,000 trees in October. Logistics for the ambitious project pushed that date off, and this month, community groups turned out on December 7th to get more than 2,000 trees in the ground on private property. The planting was largely due to help from the Oahu Legacy Forest Initiative. We talked to Jason Ho'opai about the partnership with the visitor industry that is moving reforestation along. It involves a tree fee that visitors pay in select hotels and resorts. Ho'opai talked about this latest tree planting effort.
We knew we had the land. We knew we could facilitate having his groups come up and be a part of the planting, which is really a part of his vision there. It made so much sense to have us, Camilo, and our organization cooperate on putting those trees on a site that has been prepped, preserved, and dedicated for reforesting. So I think when we connected, it really made a lot of sense. Like, how can we not put these trees where we have space ready to go, where we have an existing forest growing, and where we have people in place ready to manage and care for it? We've got all 10,000 in the ground at this point. It was through, you know, this resounding effort from the community that came out, that heard it on the radio, that saw, heard about it from their friends, and came down to put those trees in the grounds. It was amazing to see all those people come down in the droves that they did to be a part of that program. And it was just a lot of fun. I mean, we're out there getting muddy, sliding in the mud. It was tree planting, a little bit of Woodstock, no music, but it was good. We were planting out roughly 20 acres. The property is a part of a parcel owned by the Mormon Church, and it is managed and operated by the Gunstock Ranch. As Gunstock Ranch operates, Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation is a part of their program. And so Gunstock, as a partner, is able to facilitate the management of the forest in its early stages. So they take care of what needs to be done with some of the weeding, the irrigation, and the fencing to make sure that we don't have animals coming in to trample, destroy, or eat, you know, the new crops there. So the Gunstock Ranch people do a wonderful job at maintaining what we've put into the ground and what they've put into the ground. They have a tree planting program there too, and they've done a wonderful job of putting in the forest that, you know, the Milo forest that we installed there over the last 3 years.
So where were we able to get these trees?
So Camilo Mora, he had his group at in the nurseries there in Manoa, and it was a partnership amongst his volunteers. And so I know some of them came from the garden club, some of them came from the botany club, and other community members and stakeholders within the Manoa community, and people who generally just want to see Hawaii be more beautiful and have more of these precious trees back in the ground. We had ko, willy willy, koa. So, you know, the variety was there, and we tried to interplant them so that they weren't bunched up. You know, we really felt like intertangling those trees in the plantings allows it to grow more naturalized. So we hope to see that result in time.
Talk about the funding for your organization.
I think, you know, because We're a group organized towards, you know, making Hawaii a more beautiful place. And that's, it goes beyond just putting trees in the ground and having that tree look pretty. It's really about creating the experience and creating the value added proposition for the people who support our organization. And so the way that we fund, we've realized that in order to make sustainability something that is lasting, it has to work with the business community, and it has to drive the initiatives that surround both social and environmental engagement. That is, you know, that is a new focus for where business is going here in Hawaii and globally, generally.
So talk about your seed money.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, we create a program that integrates with the hospitality industry, and it's a micro donation that ties into the front desk of selective resorts, and those resorts dedicate that micro donation towards putting trees in the ground. So, you know, we create this plug-and-play mechanism for our corporations to meet their social, environmental, sustainability programs through tree planting and carbon offset programs that we tie in, that we like to tie in directly at the point of sales. We feel like that gives it a direct buy-in from both the customer who frequents the hotel, and it's a direct buy-in from the hotel, you know, giving the perspective from management down that we care about Hawaii, we care about sustainability, and it's important that we participate in a program that helps drive our visitors to feel how important and beautiful Hawaii is.
And so is this just here on Oahu?
No. Our first hotel was actually the Hualalai in the Four Seasons and the Big Island. And then we've navigated to Oahu, and we've got some wonderful new hotels coming on board, both on the Big Island and soon on Maui. So we're excited about expanding the program.
So a hotel guest checks in and sees a little fee.
That's right.
How do they explain it?
So essentially, a lot of the hotels, you know, they like to call it a tree fee. And by building in conservation into your product, it tells the customer that this isn't something we're doing, this is who we are. We care about Hawaii, and we're doing this because the result is meaningful, and it's something that as a visitor can participate in. So, you know, like the tree tour, the tree planting tour, we've put in over 500,000 trees on the ground in the Big Island, and a lot of those were put in by people who had loved ones that they wanted to remember or dedicate towards people that they haven't yet met, which has been a really fascinating part of this experience. And so we like to believe that when you put a tree in the ground, we're actually creating a unique relationship between the individual, the planter, and the tree itself. And we do that with a little bit of technology. We've got microchips and RFIDs that we tag each tree in the forest. And so we're able to create a unique identifier for that tree to the customer, the sponsor. And so that's been a meaningful way that we've been able to kind of reconnect people with nature. You know, this is your tree, or this is the tree your grandfather planted for you. That those have been stories that help us develop the program into what it is today.
Do you have to bring bad news like, oh, your tree died?
Sometimes. But yeah. Generally it goes with, okay, your tree died. I've got a handful of wood artists that can make something really special for you so you can always remember this tree and be a part of it. And I'll put another one in the ground. So for us, we're focused in on building the forest. So if a tree dies, we don't just, you know, cry and look at it. We replace it. And then we do something meaningful with the wood that we can help propel and put more trees in the ground. We've been around for 10 years. It was really born through two very smart people who had a passion to see things change and do things a little different. Daryl Fox, who is one of the co-founders, and Jeffrey Dunster, both, you know, came from an industry where mobility, bottom lines, and margins meant a lot in order for them to do well. And transitioning that into forestry was a kind of a different model than what we're used to here, because forestry here in Hawaii was lost when sandalwood was decimated. And so that opportunity to look at forestry as a new industry is not new. Many, many people have looked at it. Many, many people have tried, and there's been varied results. When we hit the precipice of our environment, you know, hitting the toilet and everybody kind of feeling and realizing that, I think that's when we had an opportunity to transition what forestry meant and what it looked like. And so we're so used to forestry being, you know, planting, clear cutting, milling, logging, building houses, right? We're transporting lumber.
Progress.
Right,
yeah.
Progress, building, right? And the way that we are approaching it is that we actually want forestry to be opposite. We generate money by putting trees in the ground, not taking them out. And so the result is, over, you know, decades of doing this, we will have trees that fall down. And that is sustainable means of timber and forestry. Deadfall is a fantastic way that we can fulfill the needs of putting rare hardwoods back into the market in a way that is sustainable, that is reliable, and that can is 100% trackable and audited, you know, from seed to board feet. So that's really critical for any type of industry in this you know, close-knit community to work well. This planting in December was crazy. We'd never done anything like this, but we're really excited to explore more about what these mass community plantings look like, how we can get involved between these team members and different, you know, companies that come out in their teams and compete to put trees in the ground. I think that's just a lot of fun. We've got a lot of opportunity to grow with that. And there's been a request to do this on all islands. So, you know, I think we could do maybe a mass planting on all islands and we do it all the same day. You know, that could be something that's really exciting as well. So I think for the future of our organization in planting trees, we're going to try to put as many trees in the ground as we can. And that's really the right tree in the right place.
That was Jason Hopai of the Oahu Legacy Forest Initiative. The group is working with the University of Hawaii on a carbon neutrality challenge to get 10,000 trees in the ground.